Ricky Jackson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Saints
City
member
champ
of the Dome Patrol, at Ricky57 Jackson. City Champ, how are you, man?
I'm doing great today. How y'all doing?
We're good. Hey, listen, we're talking about this proposal out there that I'm curious to know, would you be in favor for or against, or would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of the 18 games?
No, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that because, you know, the football game always been, you know, you have a season to play, so everybody plays a season. But I see they talking about two games where they can set people out. You know, and that don't make no sense.
But Ricky, how about this scenario? Okay, let's say in theory you make $1 million a game, and they're paying you $16 million, and this is going to be collectively bargained between the players and the owners. So now all of a sudden we're going to expand the roster, more jobs, and then we want to go to 18-game schedule, more meaningful games, so the networks would love that because of the ratings and the sponsorships and advertising, and that instead of paying you $16 million, since you're playing $18 million, we're going to give you $18 million. We're going to pay you. We're going to compensate you for those extra games. Would you be in favor of that?
No, I just think that 18 games is just too much of football. I mean, you know, you're having a preseason game where you don't have to play, and that's good. But if you put 18 games, then, you know, you got to play. That's just too much of football. I mean,
okay, Ricky.
The owner, they want to do that because the owner can make, you know, how many millions and millions of dollars they can make for two games.
It's all about the money. You know that, champ. That the more revenue that they can bring in, but Ricky, to play devil's advocate, and you might say, okay, players, injuries, and all that. You know who's the perfect poster child that you can play more meaningful games and not necessarily more injuries in the 21st century? Look at the last two decades. What about the damn Patriots? Look at all the games, the meaningful games the Patriots have played. You cannot point to one game. Because they played more meaningful games, way more than 18 or whatever, they got more players hurt.
Well, you know, if you look at the Patriots got a system that the rest of the teams don't have, too. I mean, so that makes a big difference, you know what I mean? What the Patriots do is a lot of times, they're not going to hold that ball. They're going to get that ball out of their hands. So they give people a chance to see what's going on the other side of the ball. So most of the time you see the guys, the Patriots catching the ball or whatever, they're not getting hurt or killed because they're catching the ball down in a good position. Everybody ain't doing that.
I got you.
So that makes a big difference, you know.
Ricky, what are you up to these days?
You got a construction business.
Yeah, and I got my gas trucks. I know you see my gas trucks all the time.
Hall of Fame.
I'm I got a 100 and something stores I deliver to every day. So I'm out all about from Mississippi to Alabama to Louisiana. I'm taking gas everywhere.
Ricky, tell me about what you love most about Bobby when you were playing with him.
Oh, well, you know, they try to give, you know, my thing is this. I said, and I might not sit there, but, you know, I'm the first Hall of Famer. And they don't wear Archer number, but they wear Ricky Jackson number, which don't make no sense. Well, I think that if they're going to retire in a quarterback number, Bobby Abraham number should be retired. You know, so that's what I think of Bobby. I think he was the best quarterback the Saints ever had since I've been playing with the Saints. So I love Archie like a brother, but, you know, Bobby Abraham was a better, you know, had a better career, better quarterback, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's the way I feel about Bobby. You know, he was the best quarterback the Saints ever had. So they should take his number off the field, too.
Yeah, well, and think about Ricky. I thought what we did in the 80s and 90s, we gave the fans hope that all of a sudden we have winning teams and we are winning double-digit seasons. But you look at, wouldn't you agree it right now, the Saints fans, the Who Dat Nation, we got to embrace. We living in the heyday. Come on, from 2006, think about where we're at right now. That's well over a dozen years with Sean Payton and Drew Brees as far as what they've put forth. I mean, it's almost, it's in the conversation right behind the Patriots. Okay, the Patriots are unbelievable what they've done in the 21st century. You look since 2006, when the Saints being the top three in the whole NFL, what they've produced?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we got the best coach in football right now. I mean, you know, and I always thought that, you know, we got a great coach. And that will make us so, you know, he's so offensive minded. And, you know what I mean? So that really helped the Saints. I mean, and that's why, you know, they pay him good money. But, you know, he still should be, to me, you know, Belichick number one because of what he done.
Right.
You can't take Belichick. But Coach Payton is to me, is the next best coach in football. I mean, I'd rather have him coaching my team than any other coach besides Belichick. I can't go against Belichick for right. what he done. Payton is the best coach in football, I think.
Yeah, Ricky, that makes a great point. And you and I were talking about a couple of days ago, I talked about great coaching and the influence he had on your life. And, you know, we talk about Wade Phillips and Bum's son, the past history, what he's done with defenses and being a defensive coordinator. And finally now getting an opportunity to be a head coach, Vic Fangio. And, you know, you told me a lot of football that you know and instincts, Vic Fangio was enabled to be with you in the film room, and then you would transfer that to the field. And think about the success, no matter where Vic Fangio's been, how dominant the defense has been, and now he has an opportunity. And I think John Elway witnessed that or saw that to give Vic Fangio a chance to be a head coach with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, and he deserved a chance. I mean, you know, everywhere he go, he played great defense. And, you know, and that's the key to it. I mean, when a guy played great defense, you can't take that away. I like Wade. You know, Wade was here with me. And what Wade always did was Wade, one of those defenses that bend but don't break. But Vic was the type of guy that he not going to even bend. He don't want you to get nothing on him. So it just made a big difference. I was glad to see him get a chance. He came to the Hall of Fame with me. And if it don't be, you know, don't be for Mr. Bessler, he would have did my speech because he was the next guy that, you know, was in line for doing everything, you know, for getting me to where, you know, for me getting in the Hall of Fame and stuff. So Vic was my guy. We still talk all the time, you know. I called him, he called me. So we stayed real close, and he's a good friend of mine. So, you know, I always love Vic. I'm so glad he got the opportunity. And I can tell you what, he gonna get the defense rolling. It's just a matter of time. You know, it might take him a year or two, but he's going to get the defense rolling. He's kind of like what defense Coach Payton is the offense.
I agree with that, Ricky. He has that kind of impact. Sean Payton on offense, Vic Fangio on defense. Now, Ricky, looking at the expectations, can the Saints take advantage of Drew Brees and be so close but so far, considering one play from going to the Super Bowl, you're right there, and to get ripped off with the no call, and then the Minneapolis Miracle, now they got two strikes, three times might be a charm, the Super Bowl's back in Miami. What is your take on the upcoming season with the Saints and expectations this year?
Well, you know, my whole thing is, you know, I'm looking for the Saints to be about 12-4. But, you know, a lot of people can, you know, you can talk about the football games all you want, you know. Anytime you give a team a chance to stay in the ball game like we did, you know, a lot of times stuff like that happens. You know, you can't lead it. We left the game up to the referees. And whenever you leave it up to the referees, it don't always go your way sometimes. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. We, you know, you got to get them timeouts out of their hands.
Well, at the beginning, you know, we didn't take advantage beginning of the momentum to score more points against the Rams. You know that.
Right. The Rams was the weakest team we played, though. I mean, so we should have beat them pretty bad. To me, they were the weakest team we played. And one of my best friends kept telling me that what they were going to do, you know, we was walking around the Superdome.
And that being Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, well, he kept telling me what was going to happen, and I just didn't believe it. He said, watch this, see, y'all going to do something, y'all going to give it incomplete, and we're going to get the ball, and we're going to win the game. Exactly what happened, boy, that kind of broke my heart. But the Saints will be back. You know, they got the best coach. They got the best quarterback, probably one of the best three or four quarterbacks that would play the game. So they'll be back. Got some good rookies, too, you know. So I'm kind of impressed with them.
Ricky Jackson, Pro Football Hall of Famer here on Sports Talk, at Ricky57Jackson on Twitter. Ricky, on Twitter. Ricky, do you feel like Sam Mills should be in Canton with you?
Yeah, I feel like he should be in Canton. You know what I mean? They only had 300, about 18 players to ever get in, and they got 186 or something in now. And, I mean, I see some guys going in that you know, that, you know, right there where he's just as good as he should be in. I mean, you know, I look at us four was great, you know, great linebackers. And you know, you always want your, you know, counterpart to get in with you. You know, you're hoping that sooner or later put him in. But, you know, if Carolina got anything to do with it, they're going to push him to get in because they really love him. They got a statue in the front of this mother and stuff. So, you know, they treat him like he was a one of the greatest players ever. So, you know, that might help him get in. I hope that he get in. And, you know, I hope that Pat and Vaughn get in. But it's going to be a long shot for them two. But I think that Sam might have a chance because he went to Carolina did good.
Right. Now, Ricky, I've said this on the radio, and I think I'm objective. You know, you educate the fans. You tell them like a 3-4 defense or a 4-3 defense. And, you know, 4-3 defense, you got 4 down linemen, 3 linebackers, and 3-4, 3 down linemen, 4 linebackers. That's just your base. And I always said this, if you go in with a 3-4, I don't care when you look at LT and the Giants, they didn't have the quality in the 3-4 like the Saints when you talk top to bottom, the 4 linebackers. But when I look at, by far, the Dome Patrol, the best linebackers in NFL history. But then when you look at it, a 4-3, and I want you to comment on this, looking at the Chicago Bears when they had Mike Singletary, Wilbur Marshall, and Otis Wilson. To me, I think they were up there considering what they did defensively, just different because there's only three. A 4-3 concept with Buddy Ryan and doing that. So those linebackers versus the Dome Patrol.
All right. Well, I mean, I think that we were the best, but a lot of people say the Giants with Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, and Carl Banks. You know, they got, you know, Singletary now with Chicago. So they getting the Steelers with, you know, with the ones they had, Jack Lambert, and they got two in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Ham, so, you know, Andy Russell. So, there have been some great linebackers that come along, but I think as a four guy, I think that us four really did. Did an individual job real good. And we pushed each other. I mean, you know, and we really pushed each other. So, that what made us so great as a tandem, I think, you know, us three pushing each other. And right now, you know, I stay in touch with Vaughn all the time. And, you know, we still real good friends today. You know, I call him, you know, once every 2 weeks and talk with him and stuff, you know. So I really, you know, I cared about the guy. I miss Sam a lot, you know. And I think that we still, you know, tight today.
So, Ricky, right quick, how about your health? How you feeling? I mean, you had a couple of, you know, incidents with your health. Right now you feel great or what?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I do the prostate screening. We got that coming up on the 10th. The 6th through the 7th of September. And it'll be, we do it at Tulane, you know, right there in the hospital in the front when you come in on the 7th. We come in that morning and do the prostate screening. So, you know, I'm really trying to get all the guys to come out and get the free prostate screening because it saved my life by having my prostate and stuff checked because, you know, to find out that prostate cancer and not knowing it. But a guy talked me into going to get a check because I wouldn't have never got a check, you know what I mean? But I let somebody talk me into going. And then after Hot Rod William passed away and he had it, so it made me say, well, let me go just see, you know, and they didn't do it like they do the old way. Now they do it with the blood, so they let you know where your number's at with the blood. And then, you know, I went and got the biopsy, seeing where I had cancer and stuff, so I had to get it removed. So I try to encourage all the guys in New Orleans, man, to know their numbers. You know, I always say my number 57, but you got to know your number.
Right.
If you don't know your prostate number, you know, you can have a silent death. And cancer and stuff come up on you when you can avoid it, you know what I mean? So that's why I try to get to all the guys. And that's why we do that every September before the first game, try to get the guys. And that's why I ask all you guys to come out, you know, and support me and try to, you know, let the people know that, you know, you can get it free. You don't have to worry about the screen and paying for anything.
Ricky, we're glad you're
doing more. We do more tests, you know. They don't just do the screening for the prostate. They do a lot of different tests, you know. So you get a lot of medical work free if you come to Tulane that morning on the 7th from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock.
Ricky Jackson, glad you're doing well, man. Thanks for stopping by, all right?
All right, thanks, champ.
Appreciate it, Bobby. Good talking with y'all.